Henry Plantagenet, the future Henry II of England, was on to a good thing when he married Eleanor of Aquitaine in 1152, for she brought, as part of her dowry, the province of Bordeaux in the southwest of France. This effectively ceded the region to the English crown and marked the beginning of a relationship between Bordeaux and Britain that has influenced and shaped the UK's wine-drinking habits ever since. Indeed, as a nation, we've been drinking Bordeaux wines for so many centuries now that the red wine has even earned its own English name, claret. Lenin differed from many other Russian Marxists in seeming actively to desire a proletarian revolution, rather than simply predicting that one would ultimately occur. This was a character trait that would surely have endeared him to Karl Marx, despite the fact that it required some revision of orthodox Marxism. The idea that the liberal bourgeoisie must be the natural leader of Russia's anti-autocratic revolution was never really acceptable to Lenin, and in Two Tactics of Social Democracy, written in the midst of the 1905 revolution, he insisted that the proletariat, allied with Russia's rebellious peasantry, could and should play a dominant role.